Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Friday's Mega Millions jackpot is an estimated $283 million. Make sure to visit your favorite lottery retailer and play today.
I'm Jason Taylor. A second ribbon-cutting ceremony at the Arch Museum in St. Louis is being planned today after many noticed no people of color present at the first ribbon-cutting on Tuesday. The Gateway Arch Park Foundation posted an apology on its Facebook page acknowledging the Tuesday ceremony did not reflect the diversity of the community. Law enforcement in southwest Missouri still searching for a domestic assault suspect who allegedly broke into a residence in rural Douglas County. Dustin Huff eluded officers during a three-hour manhunt earlier this week that included the use of an airplane with infrared imaging. With Republican Governor Mike Parson's signature on five more pieces of legislation Friday, fewer than 20 measures are left unaddressed by the head of state, Bill Wise reports.
Since taking office June 1st, the same day that former Governor Eric Greitens signed 77 bills on his last day in office, Parson has signed the majority of the 143 bills passed by the legislature this year. He's still not added his signature to a measure Republicans have prioritized but never finalized in previous years, a rollback of the state's prevailing wage law. The partial repeal of the law cleared the legislature on the final day of the session. Parson has issued 21 line item vetoes of the state budget totaling $12 million, but has yet to reject measures otherwise put forth by lawmakers. Any bill the governor fails to take action on by July 14th will become law automatically once it's authenticated by the Secretary of State. The General Assembly also approved 12 House and Senate resolutions that don't necessarily require the governor's signature. Parson took action yesterday on one such measure, which included language seeking his attention. He signed a resolution that declares youth violence as a public health epidemic.
Sexton police in southeast Missouri say illegal fireworks caused a roof fire at a Lowe's home improvement store early yesterday morning. A passerby called police after seeing the smoke on the roof at about 2:30 a.m. Ferguson police near St. Louis say a victim was shot three times in a parking lot of a church yesterday afternoon. KMOV reports the victim then ran to a nearby McDonald's for help and was taken to a hospital in an unknown condition. A Sykeston man in southeast Missouri is accused of shooting another man who police say was romantically involved with the same woman. 66-year-old Alvin Jones faces felony charges in the Wednesday night incident. Lawyers representing Governor Mike Parson are asking Cole County Circuit Judge John Beadham to dismiss the Missouri Democratic Party's lawsuit challenging Parson's ability to appoint Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe. First Assistant Attorney General John Sauer tells the judge the appointment is authorized by Missouri state law.
Governor Parson had clear authority under Article 4, Section 4 of the Missouri Constitution to appoint Lieutenant Governor Kehoe. It is a valid appointment. There's no basis for the court to conclude otherwise.
The lawsuit was filed by the Democratic Party with lead plaintiff Darrell Cope of Hartville, a World War II veteran. This is Missouri Net News.